This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, 3 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 610, in for Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley. You've got Luke Morrow, that is him, I am me, Sean Bajani, and Tyler Milner until 6 o'clock. The Rockets, I might have misspoke earlier, I feel like maybe I did, but they're off tonight. They are back in action tomorrow against the Los Angeles Lakers, and maybe more on them later on, as it was Luka's return to Dallas last night that was made for a couple of really fun moments, interesting moments, and for Luka, one of them was a very emotional, sad moment, as he got the video tribute and all that good stuff last night. Not so much for Nico Harrison, maybe also a sad moment for him, as 22,000 people were chanting, "Fire Nico!" that was fun. That was fun. We're going to enjoy that a little bit later on, I would imagine. The Rockets, Luke, entrenched as the 2 seed coming out of the Western Conference, as the regular season comes to a close here, just a couple of 3 days remaining in it. Believe it or not, and I don't really focus too much on the Eastern Conference standings, but from a Rockets point of view in the West, they are only one of a handful of teams in the entire NBA that have their seed sewed up. There are still 15 of 20 playoff/play-in seeds that need to be determined with just a couple of days remaining in the regular season. You talk about interesting. That's going to be interesting. It has been, even just here in the last week, as tight as it's been.
Yeah, hopefully it provides some interesting games, because the problem is half of the league has no interest in winning right now and are tanking. And so you get a lot of, as we were watching earlier in the commercial break, these clips of, what was it, the Bulls and the Trailblazers, whatever that game was.
Yes, it was.
Horrendous basketball, because there's these teams that just don't want to win. So NBA basketball this time of year can typically be pretty brutal to watch. Hopefully we get some interesting games, especially figuring out the seeding in the West here down the stretch.
You know what that was? It was the 5-on-5 version of NBA Jam,
huh.
Right? Back in the day, like when you're playing against the maybe somebody else or the computer, the NES, and it's just like failed alley-oop, boom, failed dunk,
right.
Launching a three from half court, you know, turnover, you know, dribble it off your knee. It was just that kind of a back and forth. It was wild in that Bulls and Blazers game the other day. It looked like an NBA All-Star game, to be honest with you. But, you know, for the Rockets, they're the 2 seed. And nobody saw that coming preseason. Like, maybe you thought there was a chance the Rockets, if they were able to put things together, they could get close or maybe even win 50 games. You know, PC pounds his chest saying, I told you they'd win 50, and I'm happy. That's great. I thought there was a chance they could, too. Boy, I tell you what, after they lost Fred VanVleet, times were looking very bleak in their chances to do so, and they have since climbed out of the hole that they had dug themselves from an injury-related standpoint, and they've done it. They've entered to a curious portion of the season for them, though, and I understand that Jalen Green played last night in the Rockets 134-117 loss. He only played 15 minutes, by the way. He was the only one of the regulars that did play in the game last night. Cam Whitmore got 32 minutes of action. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about what Ime Udoka's plan was going into that game, then I don't know what to tell you. But just a couple of games left, and your schedule is the Lakers and Denver. I think the Rockets are probably going to need to try and keep these guys as fresh as possible while also staying as healthy and rested as possible. Maybe you're taking it easy with guys like Fred VanVleet, maybe Alperen Şengün, you know, with the back that he's been dealing with. But all that aside for now, are they the most disrespected two seed that we've seen? Do you have other examples in mind that could help me with, like, context here?
I don't really, because I don't know if there's some. I'd have to keep digging further back, but just in my memory from the jump, and maybe this is recency bias, I don't have anybody that compares. Because, for example, the context I would provide is the fact that the Rockets right now are 11th in championship odds. You know, odds to win the championship this year. You would figure as a two seed, theoretically, and even based off of winning percentage, they have the fifth best record in the NBA. So theoretically, they should be around the fifth best odds. And yet they're 11th. You know, like the Clippers are ahead of them. The Nuggets are ahead of the teams that are behind them in the standings. I think the Warriors are ahead of them, who might be in the play-in round.
They're scary.
They are. But they're going to have a tougher path. Doesn't mean they can't pull it off. But so just that idea of typically if you're a number two seed, you're higher up in the odds. And I look back even in more recent years. Like, we didn't have this conversation, I don't believe. Maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment. I'm misremembering. But even like the Grizzlies were the number two seed multiple times in recent years where they were a young team, unproven in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Rockets. I think that's the one thing people hold against the Rockets is not only exceeding expectations this year, so people have a hard time buying into it, but also just we haven't seen them in the playoffs. We haven't seen them win playoff series.
That's it. That's it for me. It's maybe disrespected. Like, I understand the question, but I wonder, you know, if is it possible? You tell me. And Tyler, you can weigh in as well. Is it possible to be giving them the proper respect while not expecting a whole lot just based on the zero track record that your young nucleus has in a postseason? This is the first time the Rockets are playing postseason basketball since 2020. This is the first time they've been this good in a regular season since the 18-19 season when they won 50 games before. And we've got expectations for Jalen. We've got expectations for Amen and Alperen Şengün. And I asked the question weeks ago, like, as the Rockets were really kind of starting to heat back up. And at the time, they had won four straight out of what would become a 9-game win streak and now has grown into winners in 15 of their last 17 games. One of the hottest teams last night, notwithstanding, but it doesn't count because you didn't play anybody in the entire NBA. And Jalen Green has been that closer at times during that stretch. You've seen the value, how incredibly valuable to this team Fred VanVleet is. And so knowing all of that and not forgetting, you cannot forget, don't discount, because you're asking the question, are they the most disrespected two seed? Yeah, maybe. But are they just outright disrespected in general? I feel like they have been. And ever since they'd lost Fred VanVleet, people had forgotten about, like, when this team was whole and they were in that stretch of playing 14 out of 18 games on the road and they'd won most of those games. And you swept the Cavs, you swept the Grizzlies, you beat the Celtics on the road, and you beat the Lakers during that stretch too. But that last game when you beat the Celtics on the road in their house, late game, clutch moment, Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, you know, the go-ahead and then the clinching bucket in the final few seconds. I think ever since then, as soon as the Rockets had put themselves on the map with that performance, they took themselves off. And it was because of injury. People said, well, same old Rockets. Maybe it's too early. They're not ready for this. They're not built for this. And now I wonder if just their performance within the last week has kind of changed people's minds. And maybe if that can stick, if you can get another performance, another big win over the Lakers, or who knows if that Nuggets game is going to mean anything. I mean, both of these teams may not have anything to play for in a couple of days. Maybe more seeds are sown up. I don't know. But I think they can continue to make you feel confident enough going into the postseason that there's a better feeling than just you're playing with house money.
I think the last week or two should certainly help. And I might be speaking out of both sides of my mouth because I don't think the Rockets are going to win the West. And in a playoff series, the Warriors are probably more threatened. But it's that, just that idea of respect, because I don't know what more you need to see from the Rockets, especially now they got those big wins recently, beating a couple of good teams and really, you know, giving it to the Thunder and doing a great job defending Golden State and what they can offer up with their lineup, especially with those two bigs, you know, using Steven Adams now. But if you go and you look, any way you slice it, you know, like the Rockets have the second best record in the West against winning teams. They have one of the best records in terms of 10-point games. So they have some of the most blowout victories in the West. They have the second best record in one possession game. So they have found ways to win close games, something even Oklahoma City hasn't done. The Thunder are 1-4 in one. You know, they don't play a lot of close games. So when they have, they've lost those games. Mm-hmm. And they're a young, inexperienced team. So that's the thing where we talk about the Rockets being young, inexperienced. The Thunder are young. Their starting five's the same age as, I believe it was Auburn's starting five.
good Lord.
Yeah, that's a true fact. That's not me trying to be funny. That's true. And the Thunder, like, what have they done to show us in the playoffs that they can go win the West? I know they've had this dominant regular season this year, but I go back to even the Grizzlies as that 2 seed that I referenced earlier. Like,
yeah.
They had no track record. They had a young star in Ja Morant. I just don't remember the conversation being the same around them as it is the Rockets, where everyone's just immediately, like, brushing, we don't need to worry about the Rockets. They're not going to be a real threat in the West. Like, who? The Nuggets, the Clippers, the Warriors. You know, these are the teams we have to focus on.
You know, It's a great analysis, but I think while it's a factual point by you in terms of like the age, the inexperience, you know, for the best team record wise in the NBA this season and the Oklahoma City Thunder, like, I'm sure they're one of the favorites to win the NBA title. That's ahead of the Rockets, who are, as you say, ranked 11th right now, and they should be. But it's almost like until that old guard, those teams, those players that are on those teams that have been a pain in the ass to teams just trying to break through, like the Lakers, like the Warriors, you know, just the Nuggets in the Western Conference alone, until they're knocked out, they're the team that you always have to side-eye and worry about. And I think a lot of people are rightfully doing that with the Warriors. And I was listening to Nick Wright, you know, a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, I can't remember now, you know, talking about it's the time of the year now. He's a LeBron guy. Lakers, watch out. You know, good luck trying to knock them out and beat them 4 times in a 7-game series. Not going to happen. No team is built to do that. Well, I got to see it. Now, we haven't seen the Lakers iteration of LeBron James and Luka in a postseason, but we're about to. And I don't know if it's going to be, you know, as a they're not entrenched as a 3 seed now, are they? They've clinched a playoff spot, but I don't know if their seeding's entrenched. Maybe it's a 3, maybe it's a 4, maybe it's a 5. I mean, they're all muddled up within a game and a half, or a half game of each other. That to me is like what it comes down to. The teams that are battle tested and have been for years, as opposed to a young Rockets team and even a young Oklahoma City Thunder team that's been battle tested in the last couple of weeks. You know what wins out?
Mm-hmm.
We know the answer more times than not until it changes.
By the way, someone on the text line, because I have been trying to think of examples that could compare, and someone said the 2015 Hawks, who won 60 games, were the 1 seed in the East that year, but you know, everyone knew LeBron was going to run through the East. And I went back and I looked, the Cavs were the favorites to win the championship that year in 2015, but the Hawks had the 4th best odds.
Yeah.
And they did make it to the conference finals. And that was a team that was under 500 the year previously, the Hawks were. Came back the next year, won 60 games, so talk about overachieving. People knew they were fraudulent. They saw the 4th best odds where, again, I don't think this Rockets team is ready to win a championship yet. But, like, the Timberwolves have better odds than them to win the championship. We trust the Timberwolves more right now than the way the Rockets have played?
Oh, I can't get there. Huh? I can't get there. And it's not at all an apples-to-apples comparison, but kind of like the texter, you know, he took a 1 seed. Look, the Rockets are going to play a 7 seed. Don't know who the 7 seed is going to be. Okay. Rocket Heads of two are going to play a seven seed. I remember it was 17-18 New York Knicks team, and I think they did it again in 18-19. They went into the postseason as a seven seed and then an eight seed back-to-back years. Both times played the Miami Heat. Obviously as a two seed and beat them. And beat them. And then whatever year it was, I think it was 18-19. Did the Knicks go on to that year play the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals? They ended up losing. And I think, if memory serves me right, fairly, you know, handily, the Spurs took care of them.
Oh, yeah.
In the finals. But
the strike shortened season.
Yeah.
Right? The 99 finals.
It was the 99?
Yeah.
I don't remember, you know, what the two seeds odds were, you know, in winning an NBA title. But look, it's not very often, you know, that a seven seed upsets a two seed in the first round of the playoffs. It's happened literally a handful of times in the last 40 years. So it's one of those great sport / NBA anomalies. Are the Rockets, I think you consider that when you are a little tepid about the Rockets and the expectations that you should have for them going into the playoffs, just how often, or, you know, not very often, it has happened where a two seed loses in the first round to a seven. I know it may be a little different this year because that seven could be a Golden State Warriors. It could be a Memphis Grizzlies team. Could be a Clippers team. And I think many of you want it to be a Clippers team. But, you know, we'll see. It'll be fun. It's going to be a fun follow in the coming weeks. 713-572-4610, 572-4610. If you'd like to weigh in on that, you can always do so on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Coming up next, you know what time it is. It's the turd list. Tyler has formed a turd list. He does it every week, and he will award bronze, silver, and gold medals. I've got maybe some honorable mentions, too, that I can throw in, that unless Tyler's awarded them already. We'll have some fun with that next. It's Sports Radio 610.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. You know my voice, people. Drive family, as we like to fondly refer to you as. I'm the producer of this wonderful radio program right here, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, the name Tyler Milner, and every week on Thursday, right around this time, we do Turds of the Week. Got a full podium, and if you're watching with us on YouTube and or Twitch, you see the glorious Golden Turd Trophy in my hand.
Glorious.
Glorious. Who's ready to be given it? Away right there, baby. Someone's getting the Golden Turd. Somebody's getting it first. Bronze medal. As we start each week, we'll start with the bronze on this turd podium. And man, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Johnny, I know you did because I heard y'all talking about it on Area 45. The best damn late night radio talk in Houston, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
I heard y'all talking about this, but this week's bronze turd medal, it's going to go to whatever the hell his name is, this NBA referee the other night that tossed Lakers Luka Doncic
ass
because he just didn't understand what the hell was actually going on. Luka was not talking any ish to this zebra. He wasn't talking any crap to the ref on the hardwood. He was having an issue with a fan at this Lakers game. Yeah, he was probably talking a little ish, but his issue was with the fan. Luka promptly gets teed up, ejected from this game by a ref who was too soft and in his feelings and paranoid enough to think that Luka was talking to him and had a quick trigger. That's the bronze medal. What do you think about this contestant, sirs?
I think, you know, you might have been able to go a little bit higher on the scale, but he definitely needs to be recognized. The referee does. The NBA afterwards came out and rescinded the technical that was given to Luka in that instance, which makes it even worse. Like, the NBA is basically saying, hey, this ref's a dumbass. That shouldn't have happened. Luka, you're well within your right to talk crap back to a fan. So I think it makes it worse in that sense. And so I would have considered giving him a even silver medal.
I thought about it. About it.
But maybe you have somebody more deserving.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I might have gone higher, too. I'm also curious on this whole topic is, what's worse, if a player is talking trash to a ref or talking trash to a fan?
That's a good question.
Well, because we're all worked up, like, how could he throw? He thought he was talking to the ref. Is that better?
Well, the refs.
It's better it wasn't.
Flashbacks to Malice in the Palace. Flashbacks.
But they're not talking crap to the players during the course of a game. The fans are. And so you should be able to have, like, some back and forth,
That's fair.
Player to fan. Like, could you imagine, like, I don't know, Tony Brothers be like, dang, Brick. Terrible shot, Luca. Like, dude, you suck tonight.
You're really off tonight, Luca. Damn.
Could you imagine if, like, refs could talk crap, like, during the course of a game to players?
That'd be awesome.
It'd be like the Little Nicky, a bit of a deep cut. Yeah. The Adam Sandler.
I would sign me up for that, though. I would co-sign that. That should be a thing.
That is something I would co-sign as well. That's glorious. And that's the bronze medal for this week on Turds of the Week right here on The Drive, Sports Radio 610. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. No Sterner, no Hughley. The voices you hear with mine, Tyler Milner, your glorious producer. We got Bajani in. We got Luke in. They're handling The Drive for the fellas today. Got the bronze out of the way. Now we got a silver turd medal on this beautiful Thursday in Houston. And this silver medal for a turd around the world of sports this week, it's going to a fellow who was one of the real inspirations for this very segment, this very conversation we're having, these turds of the week. It was birthed, if you will, by a few different athletes, one of which being this week's silver medal winner, James Harden. James Harden! He's an ultra turd.
Yeah.
This is multiple medals now for the beard for James Harden. If you didn't know, he's with the Clippers now. That's who the Texans. That's who the Rockets played last night on the hardwood. And man, was it last night or was it the last Clippers game that he took Cam Whitmore out?
That was last night.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
As you know, Cam Whitmore does not play basketball for the Houston Rockets unless, the six regulars don't.
You look at them minutes for Cam Whitmore, you know something went on. But no, James Harden gets the silver medal this week because if you missed it, James Harden, he's dribbling the ball around, trying to relive his glory days. We all know he's fell off. It's not a big deal, bro. You just got to own it. He's handling the ball. Handling the rock. He gets pickpocketed by the Rockets. Fast break. And it ends with Cam Whitmore, young Cam Whitmore, on the ground because he gets clipped by Harden as he's going up for a layup or dunk. James Harden earned this one just like he's earned all his other turd medals since he's been on the podium multiple times. What do y'all think about James Harden in that play with Cam Whitmore and him getting this silver medal?
Now, I would have maybe put your bronze medal as a silver, for that referee.
You would have flip-flopped these?
Unfairly given a tech to Luka the other night. But when I first saw that play in real time, I thought Cam might have sold it a little bit.
Yeah.
But when I slowed it down, I was like, he's mid-air about to jam a ball home. And Harden just clips his feet with, like, his hip and his left elbow. You could tell very easily, like, it threw Cam off of his trajectory mid-air, caused him to miss the dunk, come down hard on his left side, and Cam got up. And knowing Cam, I don't know how much it took for him not to punch Harden in the face. Harden went right over to the bench
and
just sat there and, like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Bro, I would have bought a Cam Whitmore jersey, like, last night if he would have socked James Harden in his crap lousy face. Yeah. That would have been glorious.
Yeah, I do think it's properly slotted for silver.
Yeah, it's a legacy award apparently for Harden. That's the worst thing you can do is when a guy is in air like that. If you touch him in any way, if you undercut him, it's the worst thing you could do on a basketball court. It's such a dangerous play. But yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, you could even give him gold because I tailed your picks last night, but I got Harden at 9 under. Nine and a half assists.
He still went over that.
I got hooked. He had a stupid assist in like the last 4 minutes of a 15-point game.
So. He had a good night against the Rockets, twos and threes. Congratulations, Harden. And by the way, you'll never win more hardware than what Tyler gives you. A la no NBA championships.
I got to actually learn how to play basketball.
So that is your silver medal right there. One of the original turds. James Harden, silver medal for undercutting young Cam Whitmore. Bronze medal, of course, was the NBA ref tossing Luka, who just wants to enjoy his life with some hookah. And gold medal time. YouTube and Twitch, you see it. Golden Turd Trophy. And it's one of those moments. It's happened periodically during this segment, Turds of the Week. But it's one of our own, boys.
Whoa.
The gold turd this week is going to one of our own. Not just a member of our Sports Radio 610 family, but a member of this very show.
Right now, today?
Right now, this second. His name's even on the show, actually. Clint Sterner. Former NFL quarterback, old dirty red Clint Sterner, the guy who doesn't use a washcloth whenever he showers himself. You, my friend, I love you. You earned the golden turd. Because if you've been a part of this Drive family, this show for a long time, you've heard us talk about this potential golf match between Sterner and I, in which we all know I'm going to whoop his ass up and down the links. Clint Sterner has been dodging me, boys. I've been trying to get this golf match between me and Clint so I can whoop that ass. I've been trying to get it on the books, on the calendar, for literal months. And I can't get this guy to commit. He wants to talk all this ish, but he cannot commit. He can't make the time to come out to the golf course and get his ass whooped. That's why Clint Sterner's getting the Golden Turd Trophy this week. How y'all feel about it?
Is he a self-proclaimed, like, good golfer? What does he say his game's like?
I'm not sure he would say he's necessarily good, but he sure as hell talks that ish that he thinks he's better than I am.
You know, he asked me the other day when the last time I filled in for Ron and we did a show together. He said, "You and Tyler play golf the other day?"
We did.
And I said, "Yeah, we did." And he was like, "Is Tyler any good?" Like, kind of putting scouting. The feelers out there. Yeah, so he's scouting.
Oh, so see,
I connect the dots now. I didn't know y'all had this going on between you.
Oh, yeah, that just adds to it, Bajani.
Yeah.
It makes me feel even more solid about this turd trophy, this golden turd going to old Clint Sterner.
Well, that's why.
Because he's doing recon.
That's why I asked you, like, if he's saying, like, yeah, like, proclaiming to be pretty good, and maybe he's... Here's what I think, ultimately. I think Clint doesn't want to show anybody that can call him out on the public airwaves.
Oh, and I would.
How poor of a golfer he probably is.
Wow.
Because as a former pro athlete, it's got to be like a little...
And a big old brutal one like him,
too. Yeah, it's probably like a little disappointing, you know, like if he shows people like that he's not maybe very athletic on a golf course.
Yeah, he's a big, big clunky fella, big old clunky ex-football player. You know, he's got that big old ass, that big head. I can't imagine him being too lucid with his swing and such. I know I'm going to whoop his ass, bro. Stop dodging me, Clint Sterner. Stop being scared. Let's go play. Let me whoop that ass.
Since Clint's not here, I'm on your side. But I was also very disappointed to see you not show up with the visor yesterday. That was promised.
So I actually got it ready in my closet, had it set out with my outfit for the day yesterday. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to wait on Golden Turd Clint Sterner to return from this vacation, and I'm going to wear it for him.
All right.
So I did you a favor there, too, Clint. Stop being scared. That's your Turds of the Week, boys.
All right. That's Tyler's turd list. You know what I just realized? We were supposed to do that, like, the next segment.
Yeah, but it's all right.
All right, so we'll just do a little flipperooski. I was like, what do I have coming up? And it was like, no, it's not time for Dirty's Daily. We'll do that. We'll talk poop at 4 o'clock in honor of Clint Sterner. He usually tells a good old poop story. No, I'm not going to do that to you guys. What we will do is ask a question that I cannot wait to hear Luke lay this out and explain himself, but do the Houston Cougars and their run give you any more faith in the run that the Rockets maybe could make this postseason? We will discuss next. It's The Drive, Sports Radio 6.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And for Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner, I'm Sean Bajani, Luke Morrow with Tyler Milner. I want to remind people, Luke, along with Ron Hughley, tomorrow they're going to be out in Sugarland at Spectators Bar and Grill. In Sugarland, where the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit continues. They'll be doing the live broadcast 2 to 6, as always, right here on Sports Radio 610. If you want to go out tomorrow and see those guys, do it. Spectators Bar and Grill in Sugarland. Luke will be eating crawfish for just the second time in his life. Please make sure, if you see him wearing rubber gloves and doing so, that you scold him appropriately.
Yeah, bring your gloves, please.
Bring your gloves, please. Holy smokes.
Yeah. All right. Do not represent the drive that way, Luke.
Not only are you going to have some explaining to do if that actually happens tomorrow, and I have a feeling there's a strong possibility it will, but you need to explain yourself with this question that I saw from you in the rundown. Does the Cougars run? Does the Houston Cougar basketball team run give you any more faith in the Houston Rockets as they approach the postseason?
And let me first couch it by acknowledging this might be apples to oranges, because in the NBA they are series as opposed to single games. But obviously we know Houston made that great run to the national championship the other night. And as I was watching the run, after one of the games, what was it, Elite Eight? Or maybe it was after they beat Duke. I think it was after they beat Duke, and the guys came on, Barkley and Clark Kellogg and everything, and they were talking about, it was more about will over skill. Because I think you can acknowledge on paper, Houston didn't have the more talented roster. Duke certainly did. And sure, Duke also kind of coughed up the game late. There was, you know, both sides went into that. But Houston found a way to win, as they did throughout most of the season. They had a great year. And then even against Florida, on paper, Florida's the more talented team, I would say, based off of recruiting, all that sort of stuff, NBA projections, so on and so forth. But Houston had that game up 12 in the second half. They outplayed Florida for at least 30 minutes. And it goes back to that idea of will outdoing skill. And so as I was watching Houston, my whole thing with the Rockets this year, even through the great season they've had, I've always said, you know, they're obviously a hard-nosed, good defensive team. My concerns have been on the offensive end of the floor. They have been a little better here later in the season, but they're still bottom 10 in half-court offensive rankings. They don't have a go-to star. They have some talent on the roster, but they don't have like a LeBron. They don't have a Luka. They don't have a Jokic. They don't have somebody who's done it in the playoffs or is that top 10 scorer in the league, if you will. They're more balanced. So my concern for Houston has always been when it comes to the playoffs, can they compete with, say, the Lakers when you match up against a LeBron and Luka, where the playoffs is all about the stars? You can play great defense in the regular season, but then everybody plays defense in the NBA playoffs or more so than the regular season. I think in the NBA regular season, you can will your way to a lot of victories just by trying harder and using more effort. Look at Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But then that changes in the playoffs. So that was my thought on the Rockets all year. Then to, again, bring this back full circle, as I was sitting over the weekend watching Houston, I was like, you know what? This kind of reminds me of another team. Oh, the Rockets, where they might not have more skill than some of their opponents in the NBA playoffs, but they probably will have more will. They'll probably play harder. They'll go after those 50-50 balls like you saw the Cougars. Again, maybe apples and oranges because it's a one-game series in college where in the NBA, you got to try to beat maybe a better team four times in a row. But after seeing what Houston did, getting all the way to the national championship, should have won the national championship, does that give you any more hope in that, you know what, this Rockets team might not be the most talented on paper in the West, but maybe it is that will over skill could be enough?
I think it's one of those topics or conversations that we can have in sports that we arrive at the same point from different avenues. Because when I saw that question, you know, from you, I was trying to think like, well, all right, where are you going with that? How are you going to approach this? What do you mean? Because it very much is like an apples to oranges, you know, on the surface level to me. It's like, what are you talking about? You mentioned it, like it's not a series and we're talking college to NBA. But here's how I ended up approaching it, like in my mind, is in sports, especially, you know, with two organizations within your city that you like and you're a fan of and you follow, if one of them can kind of prove its doubters, its critics wrong to a degree. And look, the Cougs, they were one of the best teams in the entire country all college basketball season long. They were expected to make a run, maybe not as deep a run as they did to get to the title game, but they're expected to vie and be competitive within a Sweet 16 and an Elite Eight and a Final Four, and then, hey, the chips fall where they may, as they did, unfortunately. But I think when you see a team that can overcome the doubters and the critics the way that the Cougs did and just got so damn close, one shot away maybe from, you know, winning the title, that should give you hope that if you think you know everything there is to know about a team, like I'll take Ocho, like one of our loyal listeners and texters as an example. Talk crap all year long about the Cougs. They can't shoot. The offense is horrible. Typical Kelvin Sampson team and yada, yada, yada. It's the same stuff every year. And he's not really wrong. The offense is very frustrating. It is a Kelvin, like that is an identity of a Kelvin Sampson, Houston Cougar coach team. And it has been for the last 11 years, right? It's not one of the best shooting teams in the league. It's not a team that's going to average 80 points a game. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to do it because of what you said, will and effort and toughness and physicality. And those are a lot of qualities that I think the Rockets do have. And so, yes, they're a two seed, similarly to the Houston Cougars being number two, number three, number four, number five, and, you know, maybe number one team in the nation at various points of the season. You're up there because you have a really good record. what do people really expect from you? I think a lot of the national pundits, analysts, experts think they know what to expect from a Houston Rockets team in the postseason, because a lot of them have never been in the postseason before. And the ones that have, a Dylan Brooks or a Fred VanVleet or a Jeff Green, either play a less significant role or are not your aforementioned LeBron James types, Luka types, yeah, so on and so forth. And so it does kind of give me a little bit of reason, because I know a lot of people, and we spend time talking about it, like this week in particular with the heartbreaking loss of the Cougs and a couple of frustrating Astros losses. Houston, in and of itself, from a sports perspective, is not a stranger to heartbreaking defeats, but we're also not a stranger to being the underdog and overcoming. We're not a stranger to shocking the world. We're not a stranger to pulling off the upset. And so for that reason, like, yeah, the answer to your question for me is yes. I think the Cougars' run should give you a little bit more reason to maybe believe that the Rockets can, too, to a degree, shock the world. If that means you're beating a seasoned veteran opponent in the first round, maybe the second round, yeah, I think it's possible.
Kind of like my parents when they'd say, your brothers are getting A's, why can't you get A's, right? You want to believe that the close proximity, you can do the same.
You're like, he doesn't sit next to me. He doesn't sit close enough in class.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't see his paper, Mom.
Yeah, that's why. But yeah, I just think the two teams are built in similar fashion, like you just laid out. I mean, they're defensive teams that at times can struggle offensively, certainly the Cougars, but the Rockets in that half-court set. And they're teams that, as great of a year as Houston had, Cougars, the collegiate version, in order to win a championship, you knew they're going to have to beat a quote-unquote better Duke team. They're going to have to beat a quote-unquote better Florida team. And I think it's the same with the Rockets, where they had a great year, like you said, two seed, but you're probably going to have to beat a Warriors team in the first round, or whoever, maybe the Clipper, whoever they get matched up with, and then maybe a Lakers or a Nuggets team that on paper look better. And you have these this Rockets team that is better on the defensive end than the offensive end, and is that a winning recipe? A lot of times in series, the better team does win. That's the one thing that kind of ruins my comparison here. But I just think they're two teams that are built similarly. We saw it work pretty well for Houston. And if you're a Rockets fan, maybe you take solace in the fact of, hey, they just did it. We could use that same MO to try to beat some tough teams in the playoffs as well.
Yeah. Texture says from the 832, they have nothing to do with each other. We know. I mean, it is literally on a surface an apples to oranges. But in terms of like how you fan and the emotions attached to it and just Houston sports, like look at it from that perspective. As I just said, you know, Houston is no stranger to disappointment and defeat in sports, but it's also not a stranger to, you know, shocking the world and pulling off an upset and doing something that nobody else thinks you can do. And because the Cougars, you know, beat a team like Duke, a blue blood, a team that was more, you know, superiorly at some various positions, you know, more talented and certainly bigger and stronger than the Cougs were. Yeah. And a team like Florida that in a lot of regard, you know, was maybe more athletic and more proven at certain positions. And the Cougs, you know, took him to the brink and, yeah, should have won that game. But, you know, I think it was Shireen Williams couched it the other day after that disappointing loss on Twitter. Was, you know, the Cougs won a game maybe that they shouldn't have and lost a game that they shouldn't have.
Sure.
You know, yeah. And it was hashtag sports, man. That's one of those things. But we can kind of carry like the sentiment of this segment a little over into the 4 o'clock hour, because it's time for Dirty's Daily. Grab your wolf killers, man. Let me tell you, I'm going to talk about some poop here. It's going to be really fun. No, I'm not going to do that in my Clint Sterner voice. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do it in the voice. I think we need to talk about some things, you know, in Dirty's Daily that pertains to, yeah, Houston sports and the landscape within it. And somebody that a texter mentioned earlier in the show, and we talked about a little bit, Kyle Tucker. Dana Brown weighed in on Kyle Tucker. Dana Brown weighed in on these mammoth contracts that are happening right now in Major League Baseball. We'll tie it all together, make it make sense. As a part of Dirty's Daily in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay there, it's The Drive.
You're gonna get hard if you play us.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.